Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origin Podcast. I'm Jamie, and wow, do we have a fascinating study to dive into today.
And I'm Alex. Yeah, this one's really interesting. We're looking at some groundbreaking research on heart recovery after injury. It's pretty cool stuff.
So here's the thing. Most of us know that when you have a heart attack, the damage is, well, pretty much permanent, right? Adult hearts just don't regenerate like some other tissues do.
Right, exactly. And that's been the major challenge in cardiology. But this study, it takes a totally different approach. Instead of focusing on the damaged area itself, they looked at what's happening in the remote zones of the heart.
Remote zones? So like areas away from the actual injury site?
Exactly. And what they found was this protein called lysozyme 2, or LYS2 for short, that gets abnormally elevated in these remote areas after a heart injury. And get this, it's not just in the immune cells where you'd expect it, but also in these endocardial cells lining the heart chambers.
Okay, so lysozyme 2, I mean, that's traditionally thought of as like a myeloid marker, right? Something you'd see in immune cells fighting infections.
That's what everyone thought. But this study completely redefines its role. They discovered that LYZ2 actually acts as a regulator of lysosomal degradation. Basically, it ramps up the cell's ability to break down stuff in lysosomes.
And that's not a good thing in this context?
Not at all. So what happens is, when LYZ2 levels go up in these endocardial cells, they start breaking down the extracellular matrix. Specifically this protein called HSPG. And that breakdown, it's actually pathogenic. It makes things worse for the heart.
Oh, wow. So the heart's own response to injury is actually causing more damage in a way?
Exactly. It's like a maladaptive response. But here's where it gets really exciting. The researchers figured out that if you knock out LYS2, or if you pharmacologically inhibit lysosomal degradation, you can actually promote rapid functional recovery in injured hearts.
Wait, so they tested this in mice? What kind of results did they see?
Yeah, they used mouse models of myocardial infarction. In the knockout mice, they saw significantly improved ejection fractions within just a week after injury, and this persisted up to 28 days. Plus, there was way less scar formation compared to the control mice.
That's incredible! And they also tested this with drugs, not just genetic manipulation?
Yes, they used two inhibitors, CA074Me and apalamod, which block lysosomal degradation, and they got similar results. Better heart function, less scarring. The really cool thing is that apalamod is already in clinical trials for COVID-19, so it has an established safety profile.
So this could potentially translate to human treatments pretty quickly then.
That's the hope, and they actually validated some of these findings in human cell models too. They created this really clever in vitro system that mimics the human endomyocardium, basically co-culturing endocardial-like cells with cardiomyocytes.
Oh, interesting. So they could see the cell-to-cell interactions?
Exactly. And when they knocked down LYS in the endocardial cells, they saw increased HSPG levels and, this is key, reduced apoptosis in the adjacent cardiomyocytes. So, the endocardial cells were actually protecting the heart muscle cells.
That's such a different way of thinking about cardiac repair. Instead of trying to regenerate the damaged heart muscle directly, you're targeting this remote response in a completely different cell type.
Right, and it's addressing a really unmet need. Most heart attack patients don't have great options for immediate functional protection after injury. Current treatments mainly focus on replenishing damaged tissue, but this is targeting a mechanism that the field hasn't really explored much.
So what about the technical side? How did they figure all this out? I imagine there was some pretty sophisticated analysis involved.
Oh yeah, they use spatial transcriptomics and single-cell RNA sequencing. The spatial transcriptomics was really key, because it let them map out exactly where LYZ2 was being expressed across different regions of the heart, both at the injury site and in those remote zones.
And they looked at both regenerative and non-regenerative hearts, right? Like comparing newborn mice that can regenerate to to older mice that can't.
Exactly. They did apex resection surgery on day 1 mice which can regenerate and day 7 mice which can't. And what they found was that LIS2 expression was sustained much longer in the non-regenerative hearts. That persistence seems to be part of why those hearts don't recover as well.
So it's like the sustained elevation is a marker of the inability to regenerate.
Yeah, and more than just a marker. It seems to be actively contributing to the problem. By keeping that lysosomal degradation ramped up, you're continuously breaking down the extracellular matrix that the heart needs for structural support.
Right, right. And you mentioned HSPG specifically. What's special about that protein?
HSPG is heparan sulfate proteoglycan. It's a major component of the extracellular matrix in the endomyocardium, and it's really important for tissue integrity. When it gets degraded in lysosomes, you lose that structural support, and it can lead to more cell death in the surrounding cardiomyocytes.
So it's like the endocardial cells are eating away at their own support structure, and that has knock-on effects for the heart muscle cells nearby.
That's a great way to put it. And the researchers showed this really elegantly with their co-culture experiments. They even saw this spatial trend where cardiomyocytes farther from the endocardial cells had more apoptosis, suggesting a proximity-based protective effect.
That's so cool. And what about safety concerns? I mean, lysosomes are pretty important for normal cellular function, right? Could inhibiting them cause problems?
That's a really good question. Lysosomes are definitely crucial for autophagy and cellular cleanup. But the key here is timing and specificity. They're targeting this acute injury response, not chronic inhibition. And like I mentioned, apalamod is already being tested in humans, so we have some safety data.
Right, and they're not completely shutting down lysosomes, just modulating their degradation capacity during this critical window after injury.
Exactly, and it's worth noting that they saw benefits pretty quickly, within a week, so it's not like you'd need long-term treatment. It's more about preventing that immediate maladaptive response.
This really does open up a whole new avenue for treatment, doesn't it? I mean, most current therapies for heart attacks focus on restoring blood flow or trying to regenerate muscle tissue.
Yeah, and those are important, but this is addressing something that happens in parallel, this remote injury response that we just haven't been targeting. It's like we've been so focused on the fire itself that we missed the smoke damage happening elsewhere.
That's a great analogy. So what do you think are the next steps for this research?
Well, they validated this in mouse models and human cell systems, so the obvious next step would be clinical trials in humans. Given that apalamod is already in trials for other conditions, that could potentially be fast-tracked. They'd also want to figure out the optimal dosing and timing.
And presumably, they'd want to understand more about the signaling mechanisms, too. Like, what's triggering this LIS2 elevation in the first place?
Absolutely. They mention in the paper that LIS2 expression might depend on ERK-STAT3 signaling, which is a known injury response pathway. Understanding that better could reveal even more targets for intervention.
It's fascinating how injury signals can propagate across the heart so quickly. They even reference this study in planarians about ultra-fast ERK waves that coordinate wound responses.
Right, that's such an interesting parallel. The idea that there might be these rapid signaling waves in the heart wall that coordinate responses across different cell types. That's a whole other layer of complexity we're just starting to understand.
And this could potentially apply to other organs too, right? I mean, if LYZ2 is responding to injury cues in different tissues?
That's a great point. They mentioned that LIS2 has been reported to increase in non-immune cells after brain and skin injuries too. So there might be some common tissue repair processes across the body that involve this mechanism.
Wow, so this could have implications way beyond just cardiology.
Potentially, yeah. But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. For now, the big win is that they've identified a targetable pathway for improving heart recovery after myocardial infarction. And that's something that could benefit a lot of patients.
Absolutely. And the fact that they're using drugs that are already in clinical development, that really does accelerate the path to potential treatment.
Yeah, and you know, one thing I really appreciate about this study is how comprehensive it is. They used spatial transcriptomics, single-cell sequencing, mouse models, human cell systems. They really covered all the bases to validate their findings.
It's definitely a well-designed study, and it shows the power of these new technologies, like spatial transcriptomics, for understanding complex tissue responses.
For sure. I mean, without spatial transcriptomics, they might not have noticed this remote zone response at all. They would have just focused on the infarct zone, like most studies do.
Right. It really highlights the importance of looking at the whole picture, not just the obvious site of damage.
Exactly. And that's probably a lesson that applies to a lot of disease research. Sometimes the most important things are happening away from where you're looking.
Well said. All right, so to wrap up, what would you say is the key takeaway from this study for our listeners?
I'd say the key takeaway is that targeting remote injury responses in non-cardiomyocyte cells can rapidly promote functional recovery in injured hearts. And specifically, inhibiting lysosomal degradation by blocking LYZ2 or using pharmacological inhibitors represents a promising new therapeutic strategy for heart attack patients.
Perfect summary. And it's exciting because this could potentially translate to clinical use relatively quickly, given the existing safety data on some of these drugs.
Absolutely. It's definitely a study to keep an eye on as it moves toward potential clinical trials.
Well, thanks so much for breaking this down with me, Alex. This was a really fascinating discussion.
My pleasure, Jamie. Always fun to dive into cutting-edge research like this.
And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in to the Origene podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe and share it with your colleagues. Until next time.